eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Que Golazo. We have Fabrizio Romano to discuss the latest pieces of transfer information, including Phil Neville as the new manager of Inter Miami, Brian Reynolds, and the latest as Juventus closes in. We talk La Liga, we talk Bundesliga, the Premier League, and so much more as clubs continue to make some business. Stay right here because Que Golazo begins right now. Welcome, everybody, to Que Golazo, a Monday, meaning a new dose of Fabrizio Romano. Fabrizio, come stai?
Sto bene, ciao, hello, how are you? I'm so happy to be with you, as always, on Che Golazo, and ready for a new week, we hope, with many news.
Many news. Fabrizio, of course, in the middle of everything that is the January transfer window and beyond. And Fabrizio, usually we begin with Europe, the Premier League, of course, but I want to begin with MLS news. A big topic of conversation, of course, as clubs in MLS get ready for a new season and preseason, but also new clubs looking for a new manager, of course. And Inter Miami, David Beckham's Inter Miami, who obviously said goodbye to Diego Alonso and now is looking for a new manager. And of course, one of David Beckham's very good friends leads the headlines, and that's Phil Neville. What can you tell us about this? Because it's a very hot topic, both in the US and the UK.
And he's really close to become the new manager of Inter Miami. So the agreement is really, really close. David Beckham had the direct contact with Phil Neville. As you say, they are great friends. So he wanted to present him the project of Inter Miami, what players they want to sign in the future. Everything is around the club. So they are ready to go with this new chapter together with David Beckham as owner of the club and obviously with Phil Neville as manager. So the agreement is really, really close. It's just a matter of details. I think in this week, they will find the total agreement and Phil Neville will be the new manager of Inter Miami. And as you said, it's so important to see this kind of move from David Beckham. He wants something new for the club, and also on the transfer market, we have to see what's going on with Inter Miami in the coming weeks.
So when you say very soon, we're thinking next few days, you think an announcement might happen?
Yes. I think in the next days, everything will be completed and Phil Neville will be the new manager.
Wow. Indeed. Inter Miami and Phil Neville looking like almost a done deal. All right. Let's talk about Brian Reynolds. A big topic, of course, Serie A clubs interested in the FC Dallas talent. You've obviously talked about it here extensively. What is the latest on Brian Reynolds as Serie A clubs and others, I'm sure, show their interest?
Yes, because today they'll have a new meeting between Juventus and the agents of Brian Reynolds. They are trying to find the right solution for Brian Reynolds to arrive in Europe. So we can say that Juventus are leading the race to sign Brian Reynolds. We updated on our website on CBS Sports to understand Sundays ago that Juventus made another bid to sign Brian Reynolds, but also to explicate that Juventus are not signing the player immediately just because they can't sign any extra European player after signing Arturo and McKennie this summer. So they're working together with another Italian club, a Serie A side, Benevento. They are having a good season here in the Serie A. They are a middle table club. So they have also the mentality to play with young players. So they have a good mentality, a good relationship with Juventus. They would sign Reynolds immediately to make him play in the next 6 months with Benevento. And then next season, he would move to Juventus. So the agreement is really close. Juventus is close to sign Brian Reynolds more than Roma, because also Roma were in touch, as Club Brugge, in in Belgium to sign Ryan Reynolds, but at the moment Juventus are leading the race. They still need to complete the agreement with Dallas and with the player. But as I said, today there will be a new contact, a direct contact, and Juventus hope this week to find the total agreement and to sign Brian Reynolds.
Amazing. And if he goes to Benevento, his teammate will be La Padula, the Peruvian Italian. So that would be I'll be very happy. As long as La Padula
is a good team. The manager of Benevento is Filippo Inzaghi, former striker of AC Milan, a legend of the Champions League here in Europe. So we're talking about a good guy, good manager, not just an old legend in football here in Europe, but also a good manager. He loves young players. So in my opinion, also for Brian Reynolds to play for Benevento for 6 months would be interesting. Just to explain to our listeners, it's normal for Juventus to do this kind of business. When they signed Demiral from Sassuolo, they were together signing him from Turkish football, and then he moved to Juventus from Sassuolo. So it's absolutely normal. They sign extra European players from other countries to other clubs, and then they arrive to Juventus in 6 months. So it's absolutely normal. And Brian Reynolds, also, if he will go to Benevento, and I think yes, he would move to Juventus after 6 months.
Yeah, very good point. This is not new to Juventus and how they deal with certain players. And another good point about working under the great Filippo Inzaghi. All right, let's we left MLS, but we transitioned to Europe with that Brian Reynolds information. Let's go to the Premier League. Moises Caicedo, Ecuadorian star. We know how much he's wanted. We even heard talks of Atlanta United and other clubs. What is the latest on him? Because obviously we read from you that, you know, United is now cooling off on this. What's the latest on Moises Caicedo?
Yes, it's a crazy race just because Manchester United were controlling the situation for more than 1 month. They were in touch with his agent, with the player, with the family. So they were thinking, as we said many times, if spending money on this guy or stopping with this young policy just for this month. Obviously, they want young players, but for this month, after signing Pellistri last summer, Amad Diallo, also spending 7 or 8 million euro on Caicedo, it was something different for strategy for Manchester United. So that's why they said, okay, let's move on. Let's go on different targets for next summer more than January, because they are not planning anything big in January for Manchester United. So now for Moises Caicedo, are Brighton are in for him. They made an official bid to Independiente del Valle. They want Caicedo. They are talking also with the player, but there is nothing done yet. Also because Newcastle are also trying to be in the race. Everything is open. As you mentioned, also Atlanta were trying to sign him, but the player wants to move to the Premier League, wants the European football, more Premier League than other countries, other leagues. Also because some clubs in Italy also were calling the agents, but they said, we want to move to the Premier League. So at the moment, Brighton are leading the race. Newcastle are also in the race, more than Manchester United, who are looking at different targets at the moment and are not more interested in Caicedo for this window. Then we will see in the future, obviously.
So the thinking is Moises wants the Premier League. That's his ultimate thing. So whether, even if it's not Manchester United, Brighton, Newcastle, you mentioned, they could be in the race. Wow. Okay. So keep in race, because he is a tremendous talent. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Let's stay in the Premier League. I believe you have some news on Arsenal. Of course, they need to sell before they can buy, including, of course, Mesut Ozil. What's the latest on him and some others with Arsenal?
Yes, as you say, it's so important for Arsenal to sell players, to loan players, as they did with Saliba to Nice, as they did also with Kolasinac to Schalke. They're working now on Mesut Ozil to find the agreement with Fenerbahce, because the salary of Mesut Ozil is the main problem. The player would like to join Fenerbahce. Also more than DC United in this moment, as you know, also from the MLS, DC United were trying to contact with the player, but Fenerbahce is his priority, but they need to find the agreement on the salary. So as Arteta said today, they have still no total agreement. They are working about how to change the situation of the salary of the contract of Mesut Ozil with Arsenal. So they're talking. I think Arsenal want to conclude this deal as soon as possible, because they need to go for a quality midfielder. So selling Mesut Ozil is so important for Arsenal. And as you mentioned, also Socrates Papastathopoulos is the next player who's going to leave Arsenal. There is Genoa here in Italy, also Betis in La Liga. So many clubs involved in the race, also the same Fenerbahce. Socrates will decide this week. So I think after this week, Arsenal hope to sell these two players and then to move on new signings. They need a quality midfielder, and we will see if we'll be Emiliano Buendia. They had contact with his agent or other targets. I think it's so difficult to go for Julian Brandt from Borussia Dortmund, just because after the injury of Axel Witsel, it gets really, really difficult to sign any player from Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, very good point. All right, what's the rest of the news in the Premier League, including, of course, Virgil van Dijk's contract and a rumor between a certain player and Tottenham?
Yeah, just because centre-backs are always a topic in the Premier League. Big clubs are looking for centre-backs. And about van Dijk, the priority for Liverpool in this moment, more than signing a new centre-back, and if they will have an opportunity, they can look at the market. But at the moment, they are still quiet on the centre-back time. But for sure, they want to extend the contract of Virgil van Dijk this year. At the moment, they are not negotiating with van Dijk. But in this year, in the coming months, they hope to start talks with Virgil, with his agent, because they want him as part of the future of Liverpool. And about Tottenham, we had some rumors on the same players we had also for Liverpool. We are talking about Botman, the centre-back of Lille. Amazing talent. He's having a great season in Ligue 1. Liverpool were scouting him. Also, Tottenham are following the player, but they are not moving to sign him in January. I expect him to stay at Lille also because he's so young. He wants to play. He wants to be a starter and not moving to the Premier League for not playing or being just a backup option for Tottenham or for Liverpool. So at the moment, Botman is not moving. But I think next summer, we will talk on Kegel Lazo of Botman because he's an amazing centre-back.
An amazing centre-back, and I'm sure his name will return to the show. All right, everybody, stay right here, because when we come back, Fabrizio Romano will round up the rest of Europe, including, of course, La Liga, Bundesliga, and anything else. Stay right here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm with Fabrizio Romano for our daily dose, our weekly dose of Monday transfer news. We now move, Fab, to La Liga. As you know, Real Madrid continue to be the interested party when it comes to David Alaba, of course. What's the latest on this move?
Yes, just because, as we said last week on Kegel Lazo, Real Madrid are leading the race to sign David Alaba. The dream of the player is to join. So he wants to join. David Alaba asked as a free agent for next season is 12 million euro after taxes per season. Then you have to add also the commission to his agent. So negotiations are on with Real Madrid. Also, Liverpool have made a contact with the agent of the player. As we say, there are five clubs trying for Alaba. Also, Liverpool are among these clubs. And they're trying. But at the moment, Real Madrid are leading the race. So I expect David Alaba in the coming months to make his final decision. But Real Madrid, as we said, are pushing. They want Alaba because in this difficult market, and we know the impact of the pandemic and everything, signing a free agent like David Alaba would be really amazing for any club. So that's why Real Madrid want him strongly. But Liverpool are still trying, so let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's going on. But listen, let's not forget about Atletico Madrid, who are leading La Liga right now as we speak with three games in hand. Of course, that'll be two games in hand very shortly. But they also are closing in on a certain player as well from Liga. Who is that?
Yes, for a new striker, because as we know, they had the problem with Diego Costa leaving the club. So they need a new striker right now. And the player will be Moussa Dembélé from Olympique Lyon. They found the agreement with Olympique Lyon on loan with buy option for 30 million euro. The agreement is total also with the player. They are just completing everything also about details of the contract, but everything will be sorted in the coming hours. So Dembélé will be the new striker of Atletico Madrid. They were trying also for Arkadiusz Milik from Napoli, but Napoli asked for 15 million euro and Atletico Madrid Madrid also wanted to spend less than this or a loan, as they did for Dembélé. They were trying also for William José of Real Sociedad, Brazilian striker, good player. He was close to Tottenham 1 year ago, but same problem. They asked for 30 million euro. So Atletico Madrid said no, and they moved to Moussa Dembélé. So he will be the new striker, and we will see what's going on next summer, because they will have Morata coming back from Juventus, but Juventus want to keep Morata. He's having a good season with Pirlo, and they will have Dembélé to decide about the buy option. So it's up to him, and Dembélé will be the new striker for El Cholo Simeone.
Yeah, Dembélé seems like a perfect fit for Cholo Simeone, actually. So this should be very interesting, especially as the Champions League returns next month. All right, let's move to the Bundesliga very quickly with Germany. A few pieces of information right there as some big clubs make some moves, and the race in the Bundesliga is super exciting. So these key additions will be very important. What do you have for us, Fab?
Yes, I wanted to tell you about Moussa Koné, because probably you don't know this guy in the USA, as he is also here in Europe, just because he's a young guy. He's a 19 guy, but he's playing as a midfielder in Toulouse in the second division of French football. But trust me, I spoke with some people around this guy, because AC Milan wanted to sign him, and they told me he's the midfielder of the future. They are convinced in France he can reach a top level. So we're talking about a good, good talent. And that's why Borussia Mönchengladbach, they are having a good season, as we know, also in the Champions League. They were amazing in the same group with Real Madrid, with Inter, with Shakhtar, and they are in the knockout stage. So they will have a good opportunity this year, and they are signing Moussa Koné. It's a done deal. They found agreement with the guy. The name is Manu Koné, because they call him Manu, so normally with the teammates. And the agreement has been reached for 9 million euro. So the player will join Borussia Mönchengladbach. They are going to decide in the coming days if the player will join immediately or only the next season. So keeping him on loan to Toulouse. They are talking about it, but he will be a Borussia Mönchengladbach player. And trust me, it's really an interesting talent. It's typical from Borussia Mönchengladbach, typical from Bundesliga clubs looking at good young talents, but he will be the new one for Borussia. The agreement has been reached. And AC Milan offered 5 million euro and Borussia offered 9. And they signed the player, and really amazing player, amazing talent.
Yeah, well, this is another example where German teams are finding real good talent in other divisions in Europe. And this is going to be an advantage to Premier League sides post-Brexit. You know how easy it's going to be for players, young players, to move around in clubs. So that's a big one. And very quickly, Fabrizio, Upamecano is staying where he is as of right now, right? He's not going anywhere. Yes. Obviously, he's a very... very, very good center back. A lot of talks in January, but he's staying with RB Leipzig.
He's staying, absolutely correct. As we say, just because, you know, we have a lot of rumors about Upamecano, because as we said, center backs are always a topic on the transfer market. So like Manchester United and Bayern Munich and Liverpool and Bayern and also Paris Saint-Germain are looking for a center back probably next summer, because in this window is so difficult to go for this kind of players. So it's normal to have rumors about Upamecano, but he's not moving in January. That's what Leipzig say. He's staying here. He's playing the Champions League with us. Then next summer, probably he will leave the club. And remember, he has a release clause for 42 million euro. In my opinion, for a player like Upamecano, 42 million euro in this transfer market is really a bargain, in my opinion. So who will sign Upamecano will make something big, really, because as you said, he's a talented center back, and next summer he will move on.
Yeah, next summer, I think, is a bigger window for him to maybe make a move, especially to see what happens with Leipzig with the Champions League or, the Bundesliga. Fabrizio Romano, we had a loaded episode today, so very thankful once again. Thank you so much, my friend.
Always big pleasure, and see you in the coming days, I hope, with some breaking news or next Monday. And thank you, as always, and okay, God bless. Thank you. Ciao.
I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. And please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're also on Stitcher, on Spotify, and on your smart speakers. All you got to say is, hey, Alexa, play the latest episode of CBS Sports Soccer Podcast. Or, hey, Google, play the latest episode of CBS Sports Soccer Podcast. Make sure that you do that and you stay with us, because we come every single weekday. Have a great, great week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.